Now, this is why I don't allow gum. And the culprit is nowhere to be found. Are you the only one that stayed behind to clean? Now, I guess it is the Cowboys and Redskins this Sunday. Are they not the Redskins anymore? Oh, what are they? The Commanders? I must say, while it is a more respectful name, and I don't think they should go back, doesn't quite roll off the tongue. Maybe that's just me stuck in my old ways. Oh, be mindful of how you handle that plate. I think that's Miss Jeannie's old Bakelite serving dish. I'm told her memory isn't quite what it used to be. I know it isn't good for you, but that Jell-O pretzel salad she makes with the Cool Whip brings me back. My granny used to make that before the arthritis took over. She made so many delightful things, and you'd think she'd share more recipes with her youngest granddaughter. But I suppose they've got to make their way through the eldest children first. Back to the matter at hand. I think you're the only one who stays behind on Sundays. We do our best to get everyone on their way at the same time. I could tell the pastor was feeding through his sermon a bit more today, dropping hints along the way. He most certainly knew that most of the congregation wanted to get back in front of a TV. Oh, I don't judge. My granddaddy was a football fan, all the way back to the Akron Pros. He was also a very smart and resourceful man. You know the type, a lot of war stories. Well decorated. I was his favorite grandbaby. So I got to keep all his medals. It did make my mama a little jealous, but I was really happy about it. I proudly display them in a beautiful case. It's one of the few things I have in my new apartment. Needless to say, what he would do is ask my granny Birdie to stitch an inside pocket with specific measurements in his Sunday jacket, not on the chest, around the lower back, sort of where your love handles might poke over the side if your belt is cinched too tight. So he could fit a portable radio inside. He was also strategic enough to make sure that they sat in the same pew every service. One that was angled just right to hide the earpiece from the pastor's line of sight. And he wouldn't do it all the time. He knew better than that. But on days like today, he'd try and hold on to his excitement until the choir started up. I do miss him, especially being so far away from home. I just couldn't stay behind after my fiancé and I busted up. I can tell you a bit more, but could we take a walk down to the creek before it gets too cold? I think we've done enough cleaning. Well, he was a character. A charmer. Always knew exactly what to say. His great-granddaddy was an oil baron. So, he was set up to have a very soft life. Call me crazy, but I think that money can make some forget the joy of working towards a goal. In our case, the goal was our bedding ceremony. But He didn't seem to want to wait, and helped himself to as many that were willing. And there were many that were willing. No matter. I feel freer than ever now. And teaching Sunday school is what grounds me. The one thing constant in my life is my faith in Christ. When I lie awake at night, especially on these more frequent, lonely nights, I trust that he will set me on the right path. This might sound silly, but I do my best to look for signs. Take us meeting, for example. I'll take you all the way back. When I decided that I needed to leave home, one of my oldest friends called me out of the blue and asked if I wanted to take a road trip. I had never done anything like that, and I didn't have anyone to answer to, so I said yes. We saw a lot of sights, and a lot of good food. And wouldn't you believe it, we got 2 flats, in just the city over. And then, she had a friend in this town that owns a grocery store, just a little co-op. So we decided to extend our stay, which led to me volunteering at the farmer's market in the church parking lot. I got to talking to some of the ladies that fill the pantry, and they introduced me to the pastor, who let slip that the Sunday school teacher was looking at retiring. And just like that, a new beginning. Which, if you think about it, also brought me to you. Oh. Well, maybe you're a sign, too. You've just been so lovely and kind, and you listen. I've been asking our dear Lord for months to show me a sign that this move has been the right thing for me. And I don't understand how to date. My family always set me up with who I was supposed to be with. Maybe I'm meant to choose you. Now, I'm not asking you to sin, but may I please ask for a kiss? That was nice. I like the way your mouth feels against mine. My lips too big. I've had that complaint more than once. Now, you can touch above and my thighs and behind, but not, you know. Is Biden okay? It's just been so long. Since I've tasted enough. So long since I've been filled. May I feel open that rusty? Mm. How may I straddle you? Now I know I'm placing temptation right in front of you. But I wouldn't be opposed to you using your mouth on my breasts. You can suck on them if you want. That mouth. Between my legs. Oh, this is not to tempt you. Oh. Although I can feel what you desire. No, I can't give that to you. Unless you plan to elope tonight. But all debutantes know that anal is just keeping the womb pure. So that is an option. I know that might be abrupt, but like I said, I don't want to be out here in the cold. And just feeling you against me makes me confident that you know how to handle yourself. It doesn't take much for me to be ready. If you would be a gentleman and place your jacket down here in the brush, we could make quick work of this. Well, I've only done this a few times. I promise you that I will do my best. Now, let me get on all fours, and we can have some good old-fashioned fun. Now, I know it looks tight, and it is, but I'm just gonna rub my pussy a little bit, just to lube up my ass for you. I'm dripping. Thank goodness. Now go slowly. I'm out of practice. Oh yes, that's okay. Just go slowly. Oh, it's just the first bit that is. Oh, it'll press all the way. Oh, yes. Oh, it's so full. You feel delicious. Such a lovely stretch. Goodness. Yes. I can't begin to tell you, oh, just how long it's been. I've needed this so. Oh, you make me feel so good. Oh, I'm so happy and I've waited. For you and I to finally be alone. I asked the pastor if he might set us up. Oh, a part of me thinks he might want me all on his own. Wouldn't be the first time. Oh, you just keep that up. Right there. Oh, you know your way around a woman's body. Now I want you. I want you to release inside me. Oh, I need to feel that warmth. Oh, it brings me such comfort. I'm gonna rub myself just a bit. I want us to finish together. Can you do that for me? Oh, come on. Just like that. Just like that. thankful. Oh, thankful for you. Thankful for football. Thankful to our Lord. Oh. Oh, now be sure to pull out slowly. I am delicate. Oh, thank you so much for your kindness. Did that feel nice? Yeah? Well, that's just delightful. Well, I'm just thinking. Should I go back to my truck, or should I wait around in the creek and just clean up a little? Where I'm from, you make do. I know it might be chilly, but I guess I'll be all the warmer once I get out. You could come join me. Unless gorgeous locals like you are chicken.